So if Jesus says it, he's going to enable us to do it. So if he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, he's going to enable us not only to love our neighbor, but to love ourselves. Mm. So it's not selfish. We don't need to look at what the world's doing. We look at what we see in Scripture. Jesus' needs were met. Other people's needs were met. Mm. And we think about, how did that happen? Because they were connected to their source, of the source of God, through the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so we got to, by the grace of God, not let that message, oh, it's selfish if I do this. It's selfish if I say no. It's us listening to the Holy Spirit inside of us, because he wants to empower us not only to serve others, but empower us to love who he loves. He loves us.
Yeah.
He wants us to be empowered and have understanding how to take care of ourselves, because he cares for us.
Absolutely, Ingrid. And anytime there's been any creative idea that's come from our team at Star or Connect or anything, it always comes from someone having that quiet time.
That's good.
Yeah. That quiet time. Mm-hmm. And what I love is, because that time is God downloading these things into you.
Yeah.
And when he downloads those things to you, it's like, it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And it's spirit led at that point.
Yeah.
If we don't have that time away, it's going to be you.
Yeah.
And if it's you, you have to sustain it.
Oh my
God. You have to grow it.
Yeah.
You don't want that responsibility. You don't want that stress. Mm-hmm. It's so important to continue to go back to the source and say, God, what's next?
That's good.
God, what do you want from us to do? God, who do you want us to reach? Because we know it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want us to serve?
Absolutely. That's a good word, both of you. When it comes to loving ourselves, understanding that God loves us, that's the source.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decide to accept that love, then the beautiful things come out of
Amen.
That.
Yeah.